This Israel report is brought to you by the Blue Agency. Your Israel property is in good hands. Owning properties in Israel can be a great investment, but challenging to manage if you are based abroad. The Blue Agency will manage every aspect of your property, finding and vetting tenants, maintaining your property and getting it rental ready, negotiating contracts and collecting rentals, reporting back to you regularly. The Blue Agency has built a reputation for trust and confidentiality over 20 years. The Blue Agency, your Israel property is in good hands. Contact us at www.theblueagency.com.
It is 12 minutes to 6, time for the Israel Report, and today I'm chatting again to Israeli journalist Yanky Farber. Yanky, great to have you with me on 5M.
Hi, yeah, good evening.
Good evening is right, good evening. I want to talk to you about, unfortunately, the same issue again, the Haredi recruitment issue.
It's not unfortunately, because everybody speaks about it. I mean,
I almost feel guilty that I'm talking to you about the same issue every single day.
I spoke to the Israeli TV and radio and websites only about this subject.
So
it's okay.
Let's get right into it, because it's fascinating. Bismuth brought to the Knesset for a approval the law that was supposed to bring the Haredim into the army. It now looks as though members of the coalition itself are saying, no, we will not vote for this bill. They're calling it Chok HaHishtamtut, the evasion law, not the recruitment law. Where are we in this drama?
Well, today they also made like a special meeting in the Knesset, and they spoke about what should we do and how should we do it. Basically, yesterday, if you watched it, basically it was like in the Knesset, there was like a whole meeting about it, and so many people came, families, families that their child was killed in the war, or soldiers who fought in Gaza, and they probably will fight again. They came, they told the Knesset members, do not vote for this law. This law is not going to get any Haredi boy to the IDF. It's just wasting time. And you know something? Some of the families asked the Haredi Knesset members, please look into my eye and tell me why my son has to fight in Gaza and your son can stay in yeshiva, or in yeshiva, not joining the IDF. Basically, all Haredi newspapers, daily newspapers, all write against the law. And the one who don't write against the law, they don't even mention it because they don't know what to do. The law is bad for Israel, bad for the soldiers, and also bad for the Haredim. Why? Because in the law, one of the things they must do is actually send 6,000 or 7,000 Haredim, young Haredi, to the IDF in the next 18 months. Now, they will never do it. So everybody knows they will never do it. Now, the sanctions will only start in 18 months' time. So basically, if the law passes, the Haredim are going to have 18 months to play again the same game that they've been playing in the last probably 10 years. And no one will join the IDF. That's why everybody's so against it. And let me explain one more thing. It's very important. Even the Haredim are against the law. Every one of them is against the law. It's just the way they speak about it, but they're all against the law, because if you're going to give permission the young generation to join the IDF, the rabbis are very, very afraid that many, many, many of the boys who are in yeshiva will also join the IDF and they will lose control over the community. That's why they refuse to support the law. And more than that, they want, the Arab, the Muslim, Israeli Muslim Knesset members, they should vote for it. And they want some secular Knesset members should vote for it. Like the Haredim say, we want the law, but we don't want to be the one who voted for it. So basically there's no law. And I don't see how it's going to pass. Nobody sees it. And basically, we're going to the beginning. How it's going to end? Probably by election.
Yeah, I hear you. And I just wonder to what extent that doesn't dovetail then into Netanyahu's request from Herzog for a pardon, so that his coalition can then be in the middle of the 80% of Israelis who agree on 80% of the issues, rather than with the extreme right, who's pushing him into the hands of the Haredim, who he actually doesn't need.
Exactly. And I tell you what, I think Netanyahu knows already when he is going to go on election. He knows the date. He has everything. Everything is organized with Donald Trump. And you'll see that he will decide to go on election when it's good for him. Maybe he will try to do some peace with some Arab country on the way. He should help him for the election. Maybe he will attack Iran again before the election, and then he will go on election. Netanyahu doesn't need a Haredim, and the Haredim don't need Netanyahu. You know why?
Really?
Because the Israeli society is so upset with the Haredi community. They don't want any more to hear that the Haredim are not taking part of the fighting with the IDF. Now, you know, the Haredim have many, many, many organizations who help people. If it's a Ichud Hatzalah, if it's a many volunteer in Mada, in the ambulance service, many volunteer in Zaka, helping, you know, basically picking up dead bodies from all over Israel, war or accidents. It's good, it's very respected, and they're doing great things. But at the end of the day, it's not enough. It's not protecting Israel. And the society in Israel is so upset. They don't want to see another government with the Haredim inside, and the Haredim know it. And the next coalition will be probably without the Haredim. But it's very important if the Israeli president will accept Netanyahu's request to get a pardon. And if it will happen, the Haredim will not be in the next government. It will be a Zionist government without the Haredim.
Will Ram be involved?
Iran, it's...
No, not Ram. Ram.
Yeah, look, Ram are not a problem. They're very nice people, and the people who vote for them support Israel. Well, they don't join the IDF, but they support Israel, the majority of them anyway. You can see that all the time, Ram, they have 5 seats in the Knesset. Every poll that's published, you can see they have 5 seats. It means the people who voted for them last time are satisfied, they're happy, and they will vote for them again. So probably Ram will be in the coalition, but the government will not stand on their fingers. It's different. Last time, the government needed their fingers. This time, Israel hopes that they will be in the coalition, because you don't want to boycott a whole society, but the government cannot rely on them, because if there is a war, they will not be able to stay in the government.
Yeah, no, I hear you loud and clear. Yanky, we're kind of running out of time, so I had a whole bunch of issues I wanted you to talk to. Just take me through the next, say, one or two stories making headlines in Israel today.
Whoa, there's a lot of stories. I mean, there was quite a few terror attacks, but this morning, but thank God, nobody was killed. Just 3 soldiers were injured. One female soldier was she was run over by a car. And the terrorist died, he was killed, and just a little bit later, 2 other soldiers were stabbed by a terrorist with a knife, and he was killed. Basically, Israel is going around about the Haredi situation, and also about Netanyahu and Herzog. Oh, and also, you know, Israel is waiting now to get information from the special... I mean, you know, Hamas gave back today a body to Israel. So it's being checked now.
It's interesting. They didn't say that in the English news. They didn't use the word body. They used the word findings. I don't even know what findings are.
Yeah, because, you know, unfortunately, maybe it's not the whole body. It's like part of the body. So, okay. Because, you know, when they kidnapped dead bodies, they kidnapped after they killed them. So some of the victims were kidnapped dead, but only half of the body. That's why they didn't say a whole body. It sounds terrible, I know, but this is something we face. And there's 2 left. One, a police officer that was killed on 7th of October. And the other one is a man from Thailand that he came to work here in Israel. And they sent today one, and Israel is searching and, you know, checking it out to see who he belongs to. Hopefully they're not lying and they're actually sending somebody that's really an Israeli victim, and hope to see the other body also very soon.
Thank you. We're going to leave it there this afternoon. Thanks as always for your input.
Thank you very much. Bye-bye. I
It
just
is 3 minutes to six. I tell you what we're going to do. We are going to take it all the way through to news. We'll play out with a last and final song that afternoon. I'm just going to sign off right now and say thank you for being with me this afternoon. Thank you to Vusi for engineering. Thank you to Senna for producing. And come back. We'll do it all again tomorrow. Same time, same place here on 101.9 High FM. Last comment. Gail, I got your back, you got mine.
This Israel report is brought to you by the Blue Agency. Your Israel property is in good hands. Owning properties in Israel can be a great investment, but challenging to manage if you are based abroad. The Blue Agency will manage every aspect of your property, finding and vetting tenants, maintaining your property and getting it rental ready, negotiating contracts and collecting rentals, reporting back to you regularly. The Blue Agency has built a reputation for trust and confidentiality over 20 years. The Blue Agency, your Israel property is in good hands. Contact us at www.theblueagency.com.